Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 5 through 26. So he, being Jesus, came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Joseph's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Because you see, Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you'd have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to her, "Sir, you have no bucket. The well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming back here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You will worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as those to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." Well, the woman who said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you."
Jesus roamed the countryside to preach, and he wound up in a Samaritan city. He came to preach to them there. The Jews hated the Samaritans, and the Samaritans hated the Jews. Why do you suppose that was? Well, it's because they were brothers and sisters of the same ancestors. What had happened? Several hundred years before this, the children of Israel were taken into captivity. Remember talking about the Babylonian exile? They were in exile. But there were people, there were children of Israel who were not taken into exile. They couldn't round them all up. And some stayed in the ancient lands. They became the Samaritans. Now, when the children of Israel were released from exile, they came back to their home country. And you can imagine that there was some friction after all that time. A woman was at the well getting water. She was an outcast. In her own hometown, she was an outcast. Because, how do we know this? Because she came to the well at noon in the heat of the day to draw water after all of the other women of Sychar had come and drawn the water. Jesus said to her, and in speaking to her, he is breaking every sort of rule there was of propriety for a proper Jewish man. "Give me a drink," he said. And this woman was curious, because how could it be? He was obviously a Jew. She obviously a Samaritan. They had nothing to do with each other. "Why do you ask me for a drink?" And Jesus spoke a spiritual truth to her. He spoke of living water. Jesus saw the spiritual side of everyday events. It's sort of like that song that Michelle sung. It was just a song. No, it was a spiritual experience. Every aspect of life was sacred to Jesus. The woman asked for this water that he describes. He tells her that he can give her water. She'd never have to drink again. Speaking spiritually to her. And she understood it in everyday Hebrew. And she asked for that water. Jesus told her, and then he puts her to the test, "Bring your husband to me." Now, that would be the obvious question for a Jewish man to say to a Samaritan woman when they were standing there by themselves, "Go get your husband." She told him the truth about herself. Wow. Was Jesus being cruel to her and saying, "Go get your husband"? No. But he knew she needed to be honest. Sin is anything that keeps us separated from God. It can be the big carnal venial sins we talk about, or just the sin of wanting our own way all the time. The woman then tried to argue religion with Jesus. "Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain." That was Mount Gerizim. "But you say we must worship in Jerusalem." Over the centuries, there have been too many to count wars fought over the jot and tittle of religion, haven't there? Think about it. Think about history. Christians and Jews. Jews and Muslims. Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims. Let us not forget the Catholics and the Protestants. The list goes on and on and on and on. And the sad news is we never seem to learn. Jesus reminded the woman that God is spirit and that we must worship in spirit and truth. Truth is found in honest seeking, not necessarily in self-righteous pronouncement. When talking religion with someone, I always trust someone who has more questions than answers. And then the most remarkable thing happens. The woman tells Jesus that she has heard tell of a coming Messiah. And what does Jesus do? Three simple words. "I am He." To this sin-ridden, guilt-filled outcast of a woman, Jesus tells her who he is. Her life is changed in an instant. We believe in Christian Church Disciples of Christ that there is no difference in the ecclesiology of men and women, don't we? And because we believe that's just the way it is, don't we? But it's not. Did you know in Christianity today, in 2/3 of Christianity, a woman does not share the same rights and responsibilities as a man does? 2/3. And when you go back and you look at the words of Paul, when Paul said, in Christ there is neither slave nor male nor Jew nor, he said Greek, right? Yeah. He said those words. Paul did. And then how could he say words like women should not teach men and should keep silent and should dress modestly and an elder shall be the husband of one wife? And those words have been lifted up while those first words have been, they've just been ignored by 2/3 of Christianity. I am proud of us. Oh, no, I can't be proud. Pride. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm happy for us. We need to take that message. We need to be the clarion call for the release of the gospel message. We already are. We need to say it louder. To this sin-ridden guilt. Filled outcast of a woman, Jesus makes his very first pronouncement of who he is. Her life is changed in an instant, and the rest, as they say, is history. Amen.